Okay, we've had... we're recording?
Yeah? Go ahead.
Hey, it's Rob with Guys, Games, and Beer, and we've had a couple people ask about how Fix-It Felix plays, so we wanted to show, you know, really how this game actually plays. And with me today is Nubat, and she's going to show her dad.
I'm the glitch.
That's right. And she's going to show her dad how it's done.
Okay. So... basically, you just hit it and you start it, and Ralph's gonna wreck it. Just like in the movie. So you just have to wait. And then you got all the little characters that yell, "Fix it, Felix!" So basically, you just wanna try to fix it and avoid all the bricks. It's kind of a little like sometimes, but. Even if you miss a little, you can still hopefully avoid it, but other than that, you might die. So, it's a little tricky. Like, you can sometimes go in between the bricks, sometimes you can't. It depends. So, apparently I didn't finish the bottom right away, so I have to finish the bottom and then I can go to the next level. So if you don't get to the top in time, he'll wreck the bottom again. You'll have to go all the way back down to the bottom. So, just keep going.
Show them what the pies do.
I gotta get there without dying first. And then you're basically, when you get the pies, you're invincible. But he starts throwing stuff faster, and it starts to break things more before you can get to it. Okay. Damn it. One window left. One window left. So that's level one. Sorry, get your next.
What screen?
What?
Look next.
No.
Podcast on Earth. It's Guys, Games, and Beer! Woo!
Now we're going to cut back to... Oh. After this commercial break.
All right. After this commercial break. See ya.
You've seen enough. Good night.
Okay. All right. Tonight
this
we're
week,
talking
I've
about...
I've got Hex crush.
Should I?
Yeah. Number one, in the background, we got somebody who I've got a huge crush on. It's true.
It's a man crush.
I've said stuff before,
and
but we're not going to talk about
is...
that.
Wait, Tom?
Yeah. What am I holding?
Oh, that's a Raspberry Pi laptop that I made.
No kidding.
Oh, no shit.
Yay. Why'd you vote for that?
Well, actually,
that's a good
yes.
idea.
That is a good idea.
What are you running?
God, I don't know. Sex with her.
God, I can't remember. It's probably Raspbian Veezy, I believe.
Okay.
I told
sure.
that like last summer. I've completely forgotten all about it.
Oh, good.
The Ben Hick people were like, hey, just bring some crap from your shop. So I brought whatever I had laying around, which is the Neo Geo. So.
Right.
But the door is closed right now. That's why I dropped it off here. So thanks, guys, for being the traveling pants.
Well, that's how we get
yeah,
most
we are,
people
we
shop
are the traveling pants. Yeah, seriously.
And
exactly.
some people would describe us as
drop shit
instrument.
Off.
Yep, and that's pretty much
okay,
how we roll.
So, Rob, what is the first topic tonight?
Well, we only have one topic tonight because we've got several things going on today. What you'll be seeing for the rest of the show is little clips of us visiting parts of the Midwest Gaming Classic. But what I'd like to talk about is things we expect to see, things we want to see.
Okay.
So.
Let's go around the room and find out what people want to see and what they're looking forward to
seeing. I love the way, like the whole section over here just looked away.
Which means don't ask me.
That
means,
I can't wait to see some.
And that's why you are in advertising. Yes.
Let's start with Mike.
Let's start with the noob.
What am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to getting great deals on old school retro games, and I'm looking forward to the bigger and badder ass arcade that is right down there.
And then up, and then around.
And
yeah,
then down
you
again.
Having, having the new space. So what happened this year is they put the vendor hall outside in a very, a tent that is as big as a freaking football field out there.
Because
it's monstrous. And then they moved the, what used to be the pinball room and arcade room into the old vendor hall. It is giant this year. It's going to be great to have that much room to play.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I'm looking forward to be a little Chatty Cathy and going around everywhere.
Yeah. But you already
You've been
Chatty
doing
Cathy.
That quite a bit.
I'm going to interrupt.
I locked with you earlier.
Another question, Rob?
I actually was down there looking at all the pinball machines and everything. It looks amazing. It's going to be a nice setup.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be
They're
perfect.
Not even done yet.
I know.
It's amazing. But the way they lay out is going to be
It was
beautiful.
Really claustrophobic in previous years.
God.
In the smaller room.
Yeah.
Lots of
this
it
looks,
year.
It's
going
to be great.
I mean,
this
year is still
much
pretty
better. I do have to say it's
next
much better
year.
This year.
Okay.
It felt a lot like
it looks
year.
Great this year.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, last year.
Not even everybody's on camera.
Tom, what are you looking forward to?
Wow, you know, so, okay, so, as you can see, I've dragged out a bit of my old hardware here.
A
so,
bit? Oh, yeah.
A bit? Okay, maybe a bit. So, I'm going to be looking for I'm looking for some more rarities this year. I have nothing that I have to have right now. You know, I've got the room pretty well done. Multi-carts. I'd love to pick up a, I need a an NES multi-cart. I need the SNES multi-cart. I got the Gens. I got the Atari. I've got the... So my thing is multi-carts. I like multi-carts. I really do.
Yeah, so you have one over there.
Yeah, I'm running the Harmony card. I love the Harmony card. It really works well. And then I put the... I'm using the...
Oh, I've seen them buying one of those. Do you like it then?
Oh, dude.
How much is it?
I think it's running about $75 right now.
Oh,
it's really good.
Bad.
And the micro SED...
Geriatrics games and beer.
Oh, whoa.
You don't get to talk.
Really? Yeah, shut up.
Shut
right
up.
Here,
you have the cartridge?
Yeah, really.
There is
no And then I'm running the micro SD in the...
It's already held.
And in the PET. And that works brilliantly.
I'm actually in the market for a SD card solution for the ZX Spectrum. Does that exist, you know?
Not yet.
Oh. Okay.
I'm a bit surprised, but actually, I didn't bring my ZX with me, so. Wow, you got a ZX Spectrum, really?
Yeah, I got one from Ireland, so I'm hoping to make some sort of portable laptop out of it. It's just a cool little system.
Yeah, it's not hard to make that into a portable laptop. It's already a portable little laptop. All you gotta do is put a screen on it.
Well, they're always asking me, like, we need to do things, you know, like, for Europe and England, and I'm like, well, tell you what, the people over there, they love the ZX Spectrum.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, no, I had the Micro Ace first, and then went to the whole ZX series.
Yeah.
Romance.
We're all.
I love the 20-somethings,
okay,
like,
so,
rolling
I
can't believe you guys are talking about the Spectrum.
So again, I'm looking for, if I find multi-cards,
things
so
got
that will be here. My big find, if I put in multi-cards this weekend. All right?
That's awesome. Ben, other than this podcast, I mean, I know you just came out here just to show up for 9 days of beer.
Walked in the door, yeah.
But we do have beer, though.
Yeah, you do. Gosh.
And a backpack full of jungle shots.
We've been spending so long working programming the Ghost game, our pinball machine. I'm mostly looking forward to the fact that it's done. So now I can just relax and drink beer with cool people, and that's the best part for me.
And
drink with us.
Oh,
as well.
So you better go there. You go.
Where are these cool people?
Yeah. We are at a gaming convention.
Yeah.
Of course, karaoke contest.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That starts like 5 minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's pretty soon.
So we better hurry up.
Right,
we gotta wrap this up. So keep going, Larry. Well, I want to actually get an official 7800 controller. Last year, I bought the 7800, and they handed me a 2600 cartridge or 2600 controller, and I'm like, well, this is an official one. And he's like, oh, they work the same. It's not a big deal. I'm like, no, the 1700 was a two-button system. It doesn't work. So I actually want to pick one of them up. And I don't, they got three bands this year. I'm looking forward to maybe some good music.
Nice.
They got chip tune band playing tomorrow night.
Yes, I know.
So I'm looking for some music and revisiting old friends.
But mostly you want to go back to that member and kick his ass, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm not mad at him.
No, not at all. He's not mad at all.
He just hasn't forgotten.
He's not mad at all.
Don't tell me it's exactly the same, because it's not.
Puts a little fake button on the side of it. Yeah, it's great. Shut up.
I'm looking for some artwork, actually.
Really?
Like some posters. I mean, I don't have that much money to spend.
And I also recently...
Yes, just your father.
Whoa.
Money to spend.
The bouncers will be here in a minute.
All right, I'm just going to let you know, just don't go down to that room down the left. I already checked out prices.
No. The frame stuff looks really good, though.
But it is beautiful. Yeah.
So you're going right. For artwork. Well, when he told me the price of it, I was like, oh.
So you better pull out more money, Grab.
Sorry.
I'm going to go broke.
You already knew that was going to happen anyway.
I mean, they're...
You forgot my name.
He did. No. He forgot your name. He did.
It's not called JoJo.
Wait, no.
I didn't call him JoJo. I didn't call him JoJo. Sorry, Joey Baggy Donuts.
I'm looking forward for the artwork too, just like him, because this is my third year going with him, and I've gotten a poster every year. I'm looking forward to attempting, at least, to beat all your guys' high scores in these games.
Ha! You think?
Good luck, kid.
Just hanging out with you guys.
High score? Yeah. Did I break it?
You know, you could just do like that roller coaster thing that you keep
going all the
time.
That's awesome.
I've done it 16 times.
All right.
Now, Forrest, I know you were looking forward to more beer, but
yeah.
What are you looking forward
to? You know what? I'm thinking most of the rest of us. How about a little bit of introduction, Rob?
Yeah, you really should introduce Forrest. He's never been on the show before.
Yeah, he has. He was on during his picture.
His picture is right there.
Yeah,
his
did somebody show his picture on the wall?
It's a reminder introduction. Yeah. It's been a while.
I've been on this show like six times that I knew that guy was on.
He printed the posters. He didn't look at them.
Yes, creator of Help Wanted.
I just did the posters. That was episode 62. That was 30 weeks ago. Yeah, serious. How would I remember that? I can remember yesterday.
So tell us, Forrest, now that you've completed your successful Kickstarter, you're ready to ship, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to, as you mentioned, more beer. I'm also excited to, like Ben said, I've been working on the game, excited to hopefully you guys enjoy it, and I am really excited for more beer.
And
Jello shots. Just dropping the kids off. Dropping the kid off. Dropping the light off.
Sorry,
and just going, having fun, playing a shit ton of games.
And pudding shots.
Pudding shots.
Jerry went to get the pudding shots. Okay, she went to get them.
And it's
all
about my Jello shots. Are my Jello shots?
A Dreamcast somewhere, I'd like to pick one up.
Yeah.
Good call.
That seems like a very good
example.
I had a Dreamcast here from the guys at Retro.
I saw those on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I would love to pick up a Dreamcast this year. I wanted one for
that sounds like a really reasonable goal.
That's a doable goal.
Yeah. And probably pretty cheap. Right? Yeah. Let's be honest.
My head's
going to
walk away with like $30.
Right. It's like last year.
No.
Oh my God.
Alex?
Alex
from
Just keep rolling. Keep rolling, Duty Disaster. Okay. Laura, what are you looking forward to?
Pinball.
Woo!
No.
Pinball.
Is that it?
Yeah.
There's plenty of that.
I spent my entire
My wife has really, really low expectations.
Yeah, no, you can spend all both days doing nothing but playing pinball. Believe me,
I love it.
They have got some amazing machines in that room.
Oh yeah, I'm so throwing the cartridge out for the next segment.
Oh,
Darlene,
thrifting.
To be here, other than today, not at all. That's the point.
Both of the Thompson. All the Thompson twins. Patrick! What are you looking forward to?
Beer.
Yeah! Travis!
I just think so. Down tonight, I'm really looking forward to finishing up the Oculus setups. The Hydra cover shooter is working absolutely great. We got two of them on wireless, so we're gonna, do a little demoing with those. I could not be more happy with how everything turned out over the past couple weeks. So, the response from everybody today is just like, it makes me very happy, I'm really used to the technology now. I've played with it, done modding, and, it's very normal to me, but seeing people try it for the first time, it's a real thrill. It's really cool, and I really can't wait to show it off this, next couple days.
Awesome.
So.
Hey, Thompson! You got anything to say?
Tell us what you're looking at working in. We're late to the episode.
Yeah, I know! You were here earlier and you're late to the episode.
His fault.
All right. What are you looking forward to at this?
Thompson. Ben, start with Ben.
Beer. Beer and.
Oh, screw it. Just go on to the smarter Thompson.
I'm in that nice leather coat.
I was going to go boobies.
Bad news, you're at the wrong place.
I was gonna say, you're getting to the wrong fucking
virtual movie.
Okay.
You're at the right event then, yeah.
Cameraman.
Oh, wait, what about the birthday girl? What are we doing?
Because they know what I'm gonna request.
No, we know she's looking forward to.
I'm looking for the porn to go with my Everclear, okay?
Got her to speak on the show?
What?
Yes.
I know.
First Everclear.
I got
it. Rob, you know what I say.
It's in her beer.
Okay, Justin.
I'm kind of like with Joe. I'm looking for
artwork?
Yeah, I think that'd be tight.
And a young buddy career as a cameraman.
All right.
For my cameraman.
All right, take us out.
I know, we're not out of here.
Cameraman.
Good segue. Keep talking about the awesome GTP shirt. With the new custom-made G2B hoodies.
I'm not sure you have the legs to be a model for this.
Why are you looking at me at all?
Mom made those really cool pockets here.
Hey, do you have a bottle? Give me a bottle.
I got a bottle.
Watch this.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
So, and this one, by the way.
Get through the weekend.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh.
Over the hood. There you go.
All right, and by the way, this one has Justin's name on it.
Hey!
There you go.
All right, it was a gift.
All right, Rob, take us out.
Take us out.
Thanks to the beer,
we'll
guys.
We'll see you guys on the floor of MGC. Thanks all for stopping in. Bye.
I don't know where your buttons are.
That's fine.
That's short and sweet.
And now
we have.
And now what?
Travis is private.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We have been recording Ben Hack's crotch for about.
Okay, they've been filming your crotch. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Forrest.
And I'm Rob from Guys, Games, and Beer, and I'm with
Greg from Extra Life Milwaukee.
And
Dan from Extra Life Chicago.
Wow, I feel like I've heard of you guys before somewhere. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your organization?
Absolutely. Extra Life was an organization that was founded back in 2007. Started off as just one small group around a podcast, actually.
What?
And since then has grown to cover the entire nation, hundreds of hospitals through the Children's Miracle Network. And last year actually raised over $4 million in money for basically all the awesome hospitals that have been saving lives.
$4 million bucks.
$4 million bucks?
That is just crazy.
It really made a huge dent in their budgets, which we love to see because they do so many amazing things for these kids who basically have to spend all their time in and out of that place.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, tell me. Now, you've done some of these yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I know this.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the interviews are great.
Yeah. I've watched them all. Yeah. Anyway, you've done a 24-hour...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last year was actually my first year being involved with Extra Life. We started off looking at, like, you know what, this is our first year, we're going to give it a good, honest try. The average person raises around $250 for Extra Life in their campaign. So I'm thinking, like, I'm a little bit of an egomaniac, I could probably go for $300. We ended up raising about $4,200. Thanks to the awesome help of actually some of the people in this room right now, which, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. That would be sad.
And Jerry, of course, you. Yeah.
I make shit happen, people.
Kingmaker! Kingmaker, yes!
I would be nowhere if it wasn't for you, Jerry.
Yep. Yeah, last year was my first year also. It ended up being 25 hours because we did experience a time change on the day we were doing the event. Yep. So we added an extra hour to our total, and it was, it was very intense. But it was rewarding. It was rewarding kind of intense.
So now you don't just play one game the whole time, right?
Oh, gosh. Well, everybody plays Extra Life a little bit different. Some people play tons of games. I myself played a different game every hour, which is a logistical nightmare to say the least. But some people play one game the whole way through. It's all about how you want to play.
Yeah, and if you want to play one game, you're crazy.
Pretty much, unless it's Risk, maybe. I mean, I suppose you can make Risk last 24 hours.
How organized 45 minutes. Mean, is it just kind of show up and sort of...
Well, it's awesome because it's really based around what works for you. I've seen people, buy sets and... the thing is, we've had a lot of really awesome organizations, Turbine Games, Giant Bomb, Markiplier is a big fan of our organization. We've seen these big budget specials where they just have, raffles and all sorts of crazy stuff. And then, there are people who just do it at home. They don't record it. They don't throw it up on Twitch. They just, keep going and, hope they are able to stay awake the whole 25 hours. Not everybody's successful. If you turn into Twitch at about 4 a.m., you're probably going to find a decent number of Extra Life streams where someone's just taking a nice nap. But all in all, you run the campaign the way you want to run the campaign. And I think I heard that you guys might be doing just that.
Yeah, Noob didn't even tell me, which is really nice of him. But it looks like we are going to be doing a 24-hour quest.
Again, boring shit happened. I talked him into it.
It almost sounds like NetFest, except with a cause.
I know, seems about the same as...
But wait, you said we can raffle stuff off?
Oh, yeah.
There have been a lot of channels that will say, oh, every hour I'm going to give something away to a random person in the stream.
You mean like how Midwest Gaming Classic is going to be giving away the first weekend pass during your tournament this year? Great.
Oh, my God.
And a t-shirt?
Yes. Last year, the Classic was amazing in offering us that first ticket. And you're so humble, too, Jim. they were amazing. They let us be almost the folks that kicked off the road to the Classic.
They actually activated the website for you. Because...
Who's the one that makes shit happen now?
It's still me, because I said you can either do it or I'm
doing this for the kids,
your wife on you.
But yeah, no, that's the thing that's really great. Even if they don't participate themselves, lots of companies are more than happy to reach out and help you meet your goal. I'm not going to throw names around for the sake of respecting
We did have
price.
A streaming service that provided me with the software for a free trial so that I could stream my marathon last time, and that was amazing help to get all of my equipment set up. Because I had a capture card, but I was like, how am I going to broadcast this?
Well, so it was like really your first time.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, just delving into it, it was...
That's diving in the deep end, man.
It was quite a... How many forums do I have to search? But all that time spent was worth it. You know, we got to do a really amazing thing and help out a children's hospital, which...
Right,
you know.
So it's a lot like when people do marathons. And it is really its own marathon.
The way I've been describing it, it's kind of like a fun run for folks that don't really run.
I've been describing it as Relay for Life for fat people.
Now, is it exclusively video games?
No, it is not.
Definitely. I mean, you can play card games, board games. We've been telling people to do tag, Heads Up 7-Up. I don't know if you guys play that game. But just as long as you got a group of people, it's amazing to get together and see what you guys can do.
How big is it a good group to use?
Well, you know, it really depends on what you're...
What did you do?
We had four people.
And how are you changing it this year?
That's still up in the air. We're still planning. I don't want to reveal my secrets quite yet, but we do have a show planned. But, you know, it's really all about what fits best for you. Mm-hmm. And that goes for when you actually broadcast as well. October 25th is our... planned play date. That's probably not the proper term.
But do I have to play on that day?
No, you don't. If you want to take part of Extra Life, but the 25th, you got something awesome going on.
Drinking day.
Drinking days, yes. Lots of drinking days.
Or maybe you gotta work.
Well, that's true
it's
as well.
Drinking day.
It could be both. You never know.
You don't have to do it that day. You can do it the next week.
That's
you can
what
do
it is.
The week before. You don't even have to do it all at once.
Definitely. There have been some people who said, you know, I'm going to do 6 hours every day, 4 days in a row. That adds up to 24 hours.
Big fan of the get her done.
Drunk.
Yeah,
we are real good at math here.
I am. Even drunk.
Yeah,
I'm
decided
a little better when I drink more.
You know, I have found that your math is much faster when you drink a bit. It's true.
Maybe I need another
nine,
drink.
Nine times nine. Go.
81.
Good.
Yep.
All right.
We'll do a really math around the world. That's a great game.
Thank you, Drew.
Okay, they had me doing math the other day, measuring stuff. They're like, how many times did 12 go into 300? I'm like, 24 and about not quite over a half. And they're like, seriously? Where's your calculator? I'm like, it's in my brain.
81. 81.
Yay!
So you've been watching the math podcast.
Yes.
We're going to talk about
sponsored by the letter 9.
Substitute for ass.
So yes, I did my marathon alone, and it was fun for me just the first year going. But this year, I really want to try and organize a local LAN kind of event. There's a local computer cafe by me, and they seem very open. I think they participated in Extra Life last year too, so hopefully we'll get a whole bunch of people to go to this place and, you know, get a stream going. That's
I don't think you're gonna have a
problem. Do you have to wear pants to do this?
I would suggest it.
You're streaming. But you did it alone. Did you do a Lindbergh and talk to yourself? Be like, hey there, buddy.
I pretended like people were watching my stream, and the two people that watched it the whole way through, those people were very, very intrigued. Musings to myself.
Your mom and dad, they've been wondering.
I don't think our internet was that fast. I don't think it was them. But
they're on dial-up.
I could break it while I was playing.
But, it was really Grandma and Grandpa because for some reason they always have the better internet than
Well, they're always watching from heaven.
Sad moment. But they have the best internet in heaven.
The best internet.
So yay.
No lag. No lag.
All right, well, thanks for being on, guys. Games and Beer. Oh. We will be posting links. Website, please.
Extra-life.org.
Yes. Extra which is Todd's job, but he didn't do it. Could you repeat it one more time, please? Because I just totally talked over you.
You did. Cool. Well, he was saying the website. Your website is...
Extra-life.org.
Do I spell hyphen or do I do the symbol?
You can do the symbol.
But everybody else has to spell it. Just me gets to do the symbol. Yeah.
Jerry, you can do whatever you want.
Because I make shit happen.
Don't forget the hyphen.